In preparation for the first Zionist Congress, David Wolfson looked in dismay at the design that Herzl had proposed for the flag, 7 golden stars on a white background. Wolfson exclaimed, "We already have a flag, and it is blue and white. The tallit with which we wrap ourselves when we pray, that is our symbol." So the story is told of how the Israeli flag came to be. The notion that blue and white were the colors that represented Israel is sometimes attributed to the Austrian Zionist poet Ludwig Frankl, who authored the national anthem Hatikva. He wrote, "The hems of the white robe are crowned with broad stripes of blue, like the high priest's robes, the blue bands. These are the colors of the beloved country. Blue and white are Judah's borders. White is the priestly radiance, and blue the shining of the firmament." But in truth, this idea harks back to antiquity. Tchelet was the color that Jews identified with and were identified by. Ancient writers talk about the Jews who wore the blue threads, and Jews in Rome wore togas with clavi, that is the colored stripe on the toga, that were blue. Tchelet represented the national aspirations of the Jewish people, and so in times of Roman oppression, like in the early 2nd century during the Kitos War, the general Lucius Quietus outlawed all expressions of Jewish nationalism, including the wearing of tchelet. Kachol v'lavan, blue and white, zetzeva shali, these are my colors.